Leviticus 19, specifically verse 28. From the New King James translation of the original Hebrew text. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. Friends, this morning I'm going to preach on a subject that has become very popular in America and has become a nearly accepted practice in the church. This is a subject, and this is something that I am convinced 99 9/10% of church people today don't know what this verse says. And why do they not know what this verse says? Because they really haven't studied their Bibles like they should. 99.9% Christian people in churches today, I am convinced, if you told them what I've just told you, they would be shocked. The subject of tattoos and body piercing is what I'm going to be preaching on this morning. I don't think this is likely, but it's possible some of you might have a tattoo. I doubt that any of us have our tongues pierced or our belly buttons pierced. However, I see many young people today with body piercings and tattoos. Professional football players and basketball players have lots of tattoos. Have you noticed that? Have you watched an NBA game lately or an NFL football game? I mean, they've got tattoos all over their arms, all over their chest, and everywhere. Even one of my favorite players, Yadier Molina of the St. Louis Cardinals, he's got tattoos on the side of his neck. Now, this is nothing new, really, because men who served in the Navy, especially those who served overseas, often got tattoos. People who end up serving time in prison, they often put tattoos on their skins. And the question is, what does the Bible say about tattoos and body piercings? So let me begin with point number one, if you want to take notes this morning. Point number one, tattooing has been around for thousands of years. Tattooing has been around for thousands of years. Tattooing was done in Europe, in Asia, in Japan, and also in Egypt. Tattooing ranged from rubbing cuts and other wounds with ashes to hand pricking the skin to insert dyes into the skin. Tattoos back then were marks of status, marks of rank, decorations for bravery, sexual lures, marks of fertility, pledges of love. Sometimes those tattoos marked punishment. Sometimes it was a mark of protection. And it was also the marks of outcasts, slaves, and convicts. Within the last 10 years, tattooing has become widespread. Tattoos are found on movie stars such as Julia Roberts, Halle Berry, Drew Barrymore, and even Bruce Willis, and probably many others that I won't take the time to list here this morning. Music stars like Bon Jovi, Beyoncé, Britney Spears, they have at least one tattoo. Maybe more by now. And as I said earlier, many of the NBA and NFL players have at least one, but many have numerous tattoos all over their bodies. They look kind of like a road map in a way with all the tattooing on their arms and on their chest and all over their body. Even in the conservative golf arena, Tiger Woods and Lee Trevino both have tattoos. And it was also the marks of outcasts, slaves, and convicts. I don't think I'm stretching this at all when I say the world that we live in today has gone tattoo crazy. Everyone seems to be doing it. It seems to be the cool thing to do now. Working in the funeral home, I see all kinds and all ages of people walking in the door, coming in for a visitation or for a funeral, and they have tattoos. Not too long ago, I asked my good friend Jimmy Taylor, I guess it was over a year ago, come to think of it, it had to be. I asked Jimmy Taylor when his wife was going to get her tattoo, and he said, well, probably after Pat gets hers, which meant, you know, neither one was going to do that. So the question is it really wrong to get a tattoo? The question next is, do you want to know what the Bible says? Or even more searching, do you care what the Bible says? Is the Bible relevant for the world that we live in today? Is it relevant? Does it matter what the Bible says? And then, of course, you already know the answer to this because I read the verse to you. But this is a question that you will face if you talk to anybody about this. They will say, well, is there any reference in the Bible that even talks about tattoos? Well, now you know there is. Point number two. God's word forbids tattoos and body piercings. Verse 28. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. Now, doesn't that sound pretty clear to you folks? I mean, how could the Lord make it any clearer for us than this? He's saying, don't tattoo your body. And don't cut your body. All right. Some people, if you talk to them about that, might say, well, that's not for today. That's Old Testament stuff. Well, if it's in the Old Testament, my question is, should we just ignore it? Just because this is a verse that's buried deep, seemingly buried deep, must be, because not very many church people know about it. If it's here in the Old Testament, in an obscure place, should we just ignore it? Well, let's see what else the Old Testament says about things. In biblical history, when a person would cut themselves, it was done for a reason. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 28. So they cried aloud and cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances, until the blood gushed out of them. Jeremiah 16:6 says, both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Jeremiah 41:5 says, that certain men came from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, 80 men with their beards shaved and their clothes torn, having cut themselves with offerings and incense in their hand to bring them to the house of the Lord. Okay. How many of you remember the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal? How many remember that story in the Old Testament? Elijah and the prophets of Baal. This was a contest that developed. You can read all about it in the Old Testament. Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, for them to call on Baal to come down and produce fire on the altar. And the Bible tells us that these prophets of Baal shouted and screamed at Baal to come down. Come down, Baal. And the Bible tells us in the story that they even cut themselves. They slashed themselves until blood flowed from their bodies. But as you might expect, the Bible says Baal did not come down. Now, any kind of self-lateration, or laceration, I should say, or marking of the body was prohibited by God for his people, the Hebrew people. God said to his chosen people that he had led out of bondage from the slavery they were under in Egypt. He told these special people, the Hebrew people, don't do these things. Why? Why would God tell the Hebrew people not to do it? And the answer is simple. Because those are the things that the pagan people did. Those are the things that people who did not believe in God did to themselves. They tattooed themselves. They cut themselves. That was something that non-believers did. But God told his people, the Hebrew people, don't do that. Don't act like the pagans do. People caught up in idol worship and following false gods, they would cut themselves. They would tattoo themselves as an act of mourning for the dead sometimes. And so that's why God says in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28, don't cut your body. Don't tattoo it. God did not want his people acting like pagan worshipers. God did not want his people to have anything to do with false gods and idol worship. God was basically saying to his Hebrew people, don't do like they do. Don't do it like the world does. Man is made in the image of a true God, Jehovah. Friends, you don't have to cut yourself to get God's attention like those prophets of Baal were doing. You don't have to try to get God's attention by putting tattoos on yourself. God basically says here in his word, I like you the way you are. God knows who we are. And God loves us. Amen? Some people say, well, I want to get a tattoo because I think it's the cool thing to do now. Many people that I know already have one. Tattoos don't do anything, or don't have anything to do with pagan worship or false gods today, Brother Dave. It's the Old Testament. It's not mentioned in the New Testament. So it must be okay then. Well, I'll have to agree that I can't find anything in the New Testament that directly says don't put a tattoo on your body. But does that mean God still doesn't want us to do it? Well, did you know this? Having sex with an animal was something that God forbid. Exodus 22:19 says, whoever lies with an animal shall surely be put to death. Leviticus 18:23, nor shall you mate with an animal to defile yourself with it. Nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perversion. Leviticus 20:15-16, if a man mates with an animal, he shall surely be put to death. And you shall kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal and mates with it, you shall kill the woman and the animal. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. Deuteronomy 27:21. Cursed is the one who lies with any kind of animal, and all the people shall say amen. Okay. So there are several verses in the Old Testament that say that it is a perversion for a human being to try to have sex with an animal. That's Old Testament. But there's nothing like that at all in the New Testament. There's nothing in the New Testament that says basically the same thing, don't try to have sex with an animal. Now, just because it's not mentioned in the New Testament, do you think God says it's okay for us to do it now? Heaven forbid. There are many, many moral laws that are only forbidden in the Old Testament and not found in the New Testament. You see, friends, the Old Testament is still a guidepost for what is right and what is wrong. As you read the Old Testament, specifically the first five books, the law, you will find certain things that God says don't do that. For instance, the Ten Commandments. Where do you find the Ten Commandments? In the Old Testament. Amen? And don't you find many people today who will say, I try to live the Ten Commandments. They might even have a placard on their wall with the Ten Commandments posted on there. That's Old Testament stuff. And there are many church people today who would say, I sure don't want to break one of the Ten Commandments. I don't want to commit adultery. I don't want to steal. I don't want to take the name of the Lord God in vain. None of that's in the New Testament. And yet here I pull out a verse out of the Old Testament. Oh, but Brother Dave, that's Old Testament stuff. I mean, that's all, that was back then. And I reply to that, yeah, it's in the Old Testament, but it's still a moral law that God laid down for his people. Now, some might come at you with this argument, because before it, if you still have your Bible open there to Leviticus chapter 19, look at verse 27. You shall not shave around the sides of your head, nor shall you disfigure the edges of your beard. Okay? Is that saying that we should not cut our hair? No, friends, that's not what it means. God was not forbidding haircuts. What God was saying there is he was forbidding cutting your hair to look like a pagan. That's what he's talking about. These pagans, they would cut the sides of their hair in certain forms and in certain designs because that's the way the pagans cut their hair. The implication, friends, in all of this stuff is God told his people, the Hebrew people, don't do anything to your body that would make anybody think you're a pagan worshiper, that you're not different from all these pagan worshipers. Don't dress like they do. Don't cut your hair like they do. Don't tattoo your body like they do. Now, I'm suspecting that some of you might be wondering about pierced ears. I would imagine that most women today have the ability to wear pierced earrings. Don't worry about this. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but how many of you ladies have pierced ears? Yeah, Pat did. Pat had pierced ears. My granddaughters, they've had their ears pierced since they were just little girls. So the question is that wrong? Is it wrong for a Christian woman to have pierced ears? Ezekiel 16:12 says, "And I put a jewel in your nose, earrings in your ears, and a beautiful crown on your head." Now, this is a reference to a blessing that God would place upon his people. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 31:50, and also in Exodus chapter 35:20, the Hebrew people often brought their golden earrings as an offering to be sacrificed to God. So if God accepted the earrings, the golden earrings of the people to be melted down as an offering to him, do you think he would accept their offering if he didn't want them to wear earrings? Doesn't make sense, does it? Do you see what studying the Bible can do? It can open up so many answers to so many questions that we face in this world today. The Bible also says in Deuteronomy 15:17, "Then you shall take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also to your female servant you shall do likewise." Exodus 21:5-6 says, "But if the servant plainly says, 'I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free,' then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever." So, having your ears pierced was something that was done in the Hebrew culture to mark them as a slave to a master. Okay? Now, New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Okay. Now, what I have said so far, I believe clearly is what the Bible says. Now, what I am about to say, friends, is my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. In my opinion, any woman who considers Jesus Christ as her master can pierce her ears to wear earrings as a symbol of to whom she belongs. That's what the Hebrew people would do. They would pierce the ears, put an earring in there, and it was a symbol of that person being a slave to his or her master. And based on that, I would say if a woman gets her ears pierced and she's doing so as a symbol of her being a slave to her master, the Lord Jesus Christ, I got no problem at all with that. And in fact, ladies, that might be a good testimony tool for you. But I got to take it a little further. This is clearly something done by women, and in my opinion, men should not be piercing their ears. I still remember when Tony and Tim came home with earrings in their ears, and I told them they could get those earrings out of there or I'd do it for them, and I wouldn't be gentle about it. The Bible, and I'm not going to go into this because this is a whole different subject, but clearly the Bible says, and this is New Testament as well, that men should look like men and women should look like women. Amen? You all know that. And to me, I don't agree with that, folks. Again, I'm talking about my opinion, but to me, the Bible says men should be men and women should be women. Amen? All right. Up until a few years ago, virtually everyone knew the tattoo was clearly forbidden by the Word of God. And that's because many, many years ago, it was not hard to find a preacher who would stand in the pulpit and preach what the Word of God says and would preach from the Old Testament. And even beyond that, years ago when I was a boy, you didn't see people wearing tattoos. Yes, guys who came home from the Navy would have tattoos. Yes, guys who came home from prison would have tattoos. But friends, when I was growing up for a boy, I don't remember seeing hardly anybody who had a tattoo. Can you? When you were growing up? And friends, even going back beyond when we were kids and not seeing tattoos, if you were a Jew living back in the Old Testament days, you would have known. It would have been clear to you that God did not want you to be tattooing your body. That's what the pagans did. Do the Old Testament verses line up with any basic principle found in the New Testament? And the answer is yes. The New Testament again says that our bodies are not our own. The teaching is found specifically in 1 Corinthians 6, 12 through 20. Let me read this to you. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be bought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Listen to this. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Friends, these verses I've just read to you in verse 13, God's word clearly says, your body is meant for the Lord. Verse 19 clearly says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, if in fact you are a born-again Christian. We're not your own, my friends. You were bought with a price. Amen? Verse 20 says that we are to honor God with our bodies. Our bodies belong to God, not to ourselves. And we are to use our bodies in ways that honor and reflect God's glory. Point number three, and this really might be even a better example or reason for people who are not Christians to not get a tattoo. Point three, tattoos can be harmful to your body. Tattoos can be harmful to your body. Now, I could share information with you that I found on the internet while I was searching information for this message this morning. But I can tell you this, if you want to do your own search on the internet, you will find that getting a tattoo is, in fact, dangerous to your health, and you're taking a big risk. There are many, many reported cases of major diseases like AIDS, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, tetanus, syphilis, and tuberculosis, diseases contracted by people as the result of getting a tattoo. Did you know this? The American Red Cross prohibits donors from donating blood for 12 months after they get a tattoo. Now, why would they do that? Why would they ask you, have you had a tattoo in the last 12 months? If that person is truthful and says yes, they'll send you on your way. They don't want your blood. Why? Why would they do that if it's not dangerous to your health? The answer is simple. They know that tattoos can result in a case of hepatitis, and they sure don't want hepatitis in their blood supplies. Friends, again, the internet is loaded with information about the risks that are clearly associated with someone who gets a tattoo. If you're interested, check it out yourself. And you're taking a big risk. If you're interested, check it out yourself. Okay. Some people who still think it's okay could come and say, come on, Brother Dave. God looks at the heart, not the outside of our bodies. And that's right. That's right. And my response is, aren't you glad that he does? You know, friends, people can rationalize things and say, it's okay to get a tattoo. Everybody else is doing it. It's the popular thing to do today. But the question is, should you go ahead and do it anyway? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Again, some people would argue, Brother Dave, I'm under grace. I'm not under the law of the Old Testament. I'm under grace, and I'm allowed to do anything. But this verse I just read to you says, not all things are helpful. Not all things are good for you. Not everything encourages spiritual growth. I want to close with just with this question. If people really want to get a tattoo, why do they want to get one in the first place? I think that's what it all boils down to. Anybody who wants to get a tattoo, why? Why do they want one? Do they want a tattoo, or do they want to get all these earrings down the side of their ear? And maybe once, every time I think about this, it makes me shudder. I've seen them. An earring in the tongue. I've seen them in their nose. I've seen them in their eyelids. It makes me shudder with the pain those things must cause. But the question is, why would anybody want it? Tattoos all over their body? Why would they want all these piercings all over their body? Maybe it's because they want to look like everybody else, or they think. Maybe they think that's the popular thing to do. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So do they want a tattoo because everyone else is doing it, or so they think? I'm not doing it. Do they think that getting a tattoo is the cool thing to do? Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Friends, it's hard living in today's world with all the temptations that we face. But with God's help, we can have the strength to do what is right. Amen? You don't have to prove to anyone that you're a cool person. You're a child of the King. So if you think you want to get a tattoo because someone who's a good friend, someone who is a good relative has one, and you want to be cool, or you think you want to be like them, remember, you're a child of the King. Examine your motives for getting one in the first place. I know this, friends. I sure don't want one. My dear Christian wife, Pat, she didn't want one. And I hope you don't want one either. Isn't it sad that so many church people today are getting tattoos? If you don't believe me, you just start looking around. You'll see some people who go to church pretty regular, and they've got tattoos. Isn't it sad that there are so many, even people in the churches today, who don't know what God's Word says? Could God have made it any more clear? Don't get a tattoo. And there are probably two reasons. First of all, not many preachers want to preach God's Word. They want to preach what I call softball sermons, tossing little softballs out there that people can knock over the fence. Oh, preach on love, preach on faith and all that kind of stuff. Preach sermons that never cause anybody to examine what God's Word says. That's reason number one. The reason is it's in the pulpit. Second reason, it's in the pew as well. Too many church people don't know what this thing says. They just don't read it. They just don't study it. You got to study it, folks, and you'll find all kinds of information that God tells you is right and what God tells you is wrong if you're His child.